And we're kind of rounding up the end of the regular season right now when it comes to wrestling. And tomorrow will be the Nick 10 conference meet at East High School. And I want to talk to somebody about wrestling, and we've got a great one on the phone with us right now. He is Aiden Guttridge. He is a senior for East High School. He's had a great, great season so far, great career for the East E-Rabs. 95-38 career record, 11 pins this season so far, but right now ranked number one in the state in Class 3A at the 285 weight class and fifth in the nation. So quite impressive numbers. So again, thank you so much for being with us, Aiden. How are you doing this morning?
Good. How about you?
Doing really good. A couple questions for you. You guys have been off of school now for a couple days, obviously. I know you're in school today. How has that kind of messed up your preparation for conference, or does that make a big difference?
Doesn't really make a big difference. Our coach owns a wrestling academy called Alpha Wrestling Academy, so we just go up there.
Okay, so you're getting your time in this week.
Yep.
All right, cool. Well, what I didn't ask Coach Gene Lee to give me some background information on. He didn't have. What's your record this season?
I am 25-2.
25-2. Okay. Talk about this season. I mean, it's been a great one, and the number one ranking in the state, number five in the nation. Tell me a little bit about how the season's gone. I would assume you're happy with it, but kind of give me a little rundown of how things have gone so far.
You know, it's going great. You know, my losses, you know, you can't do anything about it. Loss is a loss, and you learn from it. But, you know, my wins, you know, you always take, you know, the positive things out of every match and the negative things, and you work on those. So I think I've had a great season. I've worked on things to help me improve as a wrestler.
What type of things did you work on?
You know, my shots, my conditioning. You know, sometimes, you know, like when we had early practices, we'd get out a little later. I would, because I'd stay back with my coach and work on some of my finishes from singles, work on, you know, my underhooks, a lot of my wrestling technique.
Hey, I'm Matt Trowbridge, Aiden, and I was going to say that I'm pretty good friends with Paul Fay's parents, and I was wondering, I think he was your very first match of the year, and I think he's going to be your big competition at conference. What's it like wrestling Paul?
You know, he's a bigger heavyweight. You know, the first time he wrestled, I know we both just got done with football, so we both weren't in the best of shape. But, you know, I think this time around, it'll be a little more fun for me, I think. You know, I've worked on a lot of things, and I feel like I'm really prepared for conference.
And how good has the heavyweight competition been around here the last couple of years? I mean, you had to deal with Tony Cassiope, who's doing awfully good things at Iowa. I don't know if you ever wrestled the Lena Winslow kid, Ian Kuehl. I think he's nationally ranked, too. Just seems like there's some great heavyweights up here.
Yeah, you know, Illinois is, you know, pretty strong, and I say, and heavyweights are every weight class, you know. When we go out to Fargo Nationals, Illinois is always, you know, we've won it the past couple, like 11 years, I believe. And, you know, Illinois is really strong for wrestling.
Yeah, but you cheat. You go to Fargo in the summer. You got to go up there right now and really know. I grew up just near Fargo, so that place gets really cold in the winter.
Yeah, this is a heat wave compared to Fargo we're going through right now.
I bet.
Aiden, I want to ask you, what's your go-to move, if you have one?
I like the underhook to a single or a snap single.
Okay. And some of these things, are these moves that you've been working on, were some specific things you worked on for this season that you've been working on maybe during the course of the season? How have you changed, I guess, as a wrestler this year?
You know, I've worked really hard on my conditioning because I know that's really important and later on. So that's the first aspect I've worked on. And then I've, you know, worked on improving getting out from bottom faster because, and, you know, freestyle and Greco, you're kind of just sitting there on bottom. Mm-hmm. So then you have to make that transition into folk style wrestling. So that's the transition I made there because I know last year I struggled with that part because I wrestled Greco all summer. And then from wrestling Greco all summer last year, I worked on getting more into my shots instead of trying to just wrestle upper body like I did most of the season last year.
Yeah, I was going to say, you said your go-to move is going down to a single. Is that pretty unusual for heavyweights? Because I wrestled. I was a 105-pounder.
You're a lot less than a heavyweight.
And a 98-pounder even back in the days when they had that. But I'm not used to too many of the heavyweights going down and getting the legs. I think they get worried about having a big guy come down on them. And does that give you an advantage that you're more mobile than a lot of the heavyweights you go at, and you use the whole body to wrestle and not just the upper body?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it helps me. You know, I'm a little stronger and faster. You know, it helps me, you know, get my opponents on the mat and then just work on there and work for a turn. You know, singles, I mean, I don't really touch down to a knee much, so I'm not really getting underneath the guy much, so that helps too.
You know, Coach Lee sent me some information. I asked him to kind of get a little background for preparing for this interview. And one thing that really caught my eye and I want to really talk to you about is the fact that he said you were about to hang up your wrestling shoes in your sophomore season. Tell me a little bit about that time, why, and what convinced you to come back.
So my sophomore year, I started off the season 0-8.
Oh.
And I was like, I don't know if I can do this anymore. And I talked to my dad. You know, my dad wrestled at Ohio University, so he knows a little about wrestling. And, yeah, I was ready. My dad talked to Gene. He's like, you got to talk to Aiden because I think he's ready to quit. And I really was. I was about to quit because I wasn't improving. I don't know, my mindset was, you know, not even on set on wrestling. I was just like, why am I doing this? You know, and then I remember Gene asking me, do I want to go to a varsity or JV tournament? And I said, I'm going to go to the varsity one. And then he's like, why? Like, why am I going to go to a JV tournament and whoop on these JV kids when I'm a varsity wrestler, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I go to this varsity tournament, and, you know, I went 2-2. And then at that point, that's kind of when the switch flipped, and I ended up finishing the season with 22 pins and, you know, had a really good positive record. And then I lost in the blood rounds at regional, but then after that, I'm like, I think I can stick with this, you know, because I finally learned my mindset and got the confidence to actually stick with the sport.
Yeah, how did that happen? I had two younger brothers that were heavyweights, and they struggled early, but, you know, they wrestled. I was at a smaller school, and they were varsity probably before they should have been, and they weren't all filled out. But I know you were starting on the football team as a freshman and as an offensive line, so I know you were physically there. Because usually when you see heavyweights struggle early and then become great, it's because they don't have enough muscle in the beginning. What was the reason you think you started out 0-8 as a sophomore?
I think it was just my confidence. You know, I just lacked it. Because, you know, my freshman year I wrestled varsity too, and it wasn't a great year for me. But, you know, football-wise, my confidence was great, because that's when I just came off, I think, one of my best seasons of my life, you know, my sophomore year. And then I went into wrestling, and I think, and I don't know what happened, just my mindset just changed. And, you know, my first match of the season was always Cassiope.
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe when I lost that, my mindset kind of just went down, you know. But I'm like, he's one of the best in the nation at this time. You know, you shouldn't be thinking like that. And, you know, I ended up dropping 7 more matches. And I just remember thinking to myself, you haven't won a conference duel yet, you know, and that's how it was. I literally, I think, won like 2 conference duels, and then we got the conference. I ended up placing 3rd that year.
When you look back on that, then, is that one of your proudest athletic achievements, the way you were mentally tough enough to come through that and go from 0-8 to being highly successful?
Yeah, you know, I think that's one of my better wrestling, you know, moments. My head coach would agree, because he knows that I was a different person I was 0-8 when I went on that 22 pins.
It's just amazing to me, I think, because you stand then as a great story for all, not just wrestlers, all other sports, other athletes, but even outside of sports, the fact that, you know, basically the classic don't give up, don't quit on yourself. I mean, we're still talking like a couple of years ago as a sophomore. I mean, that's, and then to turn around and now be number 5 in the nation, number 1 in the state. I mean, I got to believe you had no visions of that even back at that time.
Yeah, you know, I never really thought about wrestling, like, in college. You know, now I'm going to, you know, University of Wisconsin. You know, it was crazy. My freshman year and my sophomore year, I never would have thought I'd be ranked number 1 or 5th in the nation.
Yeah.
Randy used to be a heavyweight. Maybe you should come down to the station and wrestle Randy.
Hey, Aiden, I was in junior high. I was 7-0. And I used the same move every time. And that's only because in junior high, when you're 260, 70 pounds, there's nobody else as big as you. So I'm wrestling like 150-pounders or whatever it was.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about tomorrow now. This is going to be a dumb question. I'm going to ask it anyways. Is there such a thing as home mat advantage? I mean, you're wrestling at home tomorrow for the conference meet. Does that give you any kind of edge? You probably don't need one because you're number 1 in the state, so you're probably going to have I'm not going to say easy time, but a relatively easier time getting through the conference meet.
you know, I don't care where we wrestle. I like wrestling wherever, but I think wrestling in your home gym for your final season, final conference tournament, makes it just that much more special.
Mm-hmm.
So it, I think this in this case, yes, there is a home mat advantage, you could say, or home gym.
Sure.
You know, we'll have our crowd there. We'll have some of my head coaches, his coaches when he was in high school, you know, some of the coaches that he learned from. We'll have some alum there, which would be cool, that I've wrestled with, you know. So I think in this case, yes, there's a home mat advantage.
I love the East Gym. That's my favorite Nick 10 gym. But your real advantage is your wrestling room. I love that. That's an old rifle range in the school. And East has got the best wrestling room I've ever seen.
Yeah, and then we got the new one that came with the field house too.
Oh,
so there you go.
Yeah, we don't even use the rifle range anymore.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Aiden, and just one more question. Looking ahead on down the line, we start getting in the postseason now, and I think, Matt, you had pulled it up. A couple of the wrestlers are ranked up there near the top. One of them you beat, and one of them beat you, but they were a close point match. I think it was 5-1 and 4-2 or something like that. What are your prospects of winning a state championship at this point? I mean, who are the guys you're most concerned about heading down the road here?
You know, I take every match the same. I don't really get concerned about people. Sometimes, you know, I get the butterflies in my stomach, and, you know, that's, I'm always like that. Mm-hmm. And I've, my dad's always taught me, if you're not nervous, you're not ready.
Yeah.
So, you know, because, you know, when you get nervous, you know, you think about the match. You think, you visualize what's going to happen. And I think just my big thing is just get to my offense. And I think I'll be just fine at state.
You know, it'll be interesting, too, that you'd mentioned about going to Wisconsin. That means you're probably going to be facing Tony again down the road. In the Big Ten
matches.
Yeah, that'll
be fun.
I'll bring it all back in full circle.
Yep.
All right. Well, Aiden, thank you so much for being with us. We really do appreciate it. Congratulations on a great season, and best of luck this post, well, tomorrow and the rest of the postseason. We're looking forward. We might be talking to you again down the road when you come back with that state championship.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.